This is Mark Anderson, editor of American Free Press, coming to you live tonight. Filling in, there's some transitions going on here at RBN, and I was glad to fill in for tonight and see how things go this week to keep the news flowing and the views cooking along here as this nation of ours in such dire straits finishes out 2010 and enters into 2011. And it's been, needless to say, a very disturbing year if you look at the news in a open-minded and objective and sobering way. Indeed, it's been sobering. I've managed to explore some of the problems as well as look into possible solutions. Having traveled to Bilderberg this year, I had a very interesting year covering a Bilderberg meeting for the first time in Sitges, Spain. And later on in the year, having to go to Switzerland, enjoying it very much and learning much more about their political system, their direct democracy, a component of it at least, their monetary system, their military system to a point, having met a number of legislators there at the parliament in Bern. It was very interesting, very informative, and I'm not the only one that sees a lot of advantages in learning things from the Swiss system. I might touch on that a little bit later in this hour that I'm on tonight, and certainly if you want to call about that or any other topics tonight, feel free. It's 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. I also do a show Sundays on here, as some of you may know, called When Worlds Collide. That's from 7 to 9 p.m. Central Time on Sundays. Check that out. I have a number of topics tonight. I'll probably be combing through the pages of American Free Press to a large extent. And it's an open Monday, you might say. Excuse me, open Tuesday. What day is it? I think it's open Monday, actually. Today's Monday. Excuse me. It's been a very busy holiday season. It's an open Monday, so really any topic you want to fire away with, whether it's directly relevant to what I'm talking about or not, we can probably accommodate. And the last edition of 2010 of American Free Press has certainly got an array of stories that I'll be getting into a little bit. And some of the headlines here are, here's why the FBI is orchestrating fake terror plots. Very interesting. And how the feds infiltrate and undermine the 9/11 movement is another interesting headline. Pardon me as I sort of comb through these things. And Julian Assange, his curious connections, and should we trust WikiLeaks 100%? That's being explored not only in the last edition of 2010 in American Free Press, but also the first edition in 2011. That's coming up. We'll get into that even more. We have a JFK spread in the last edition of 2010. And I did my third article, my third consecutive piece on Switzerland. And this one was entitled, Swiss Keep Their Independence with a Citizen Legislature. And that's a good footnote to make, at least in this short segment before the first break, is that the Swiss legislature consists of the National Council, which is like our House, and the Council of States, which is like our Senate. And they only serve 12 regular weeks a year on the House side in Switzerland, 4 3-week sessions, each session 3 weeks long, 4 of those sessions in terms of their regular duties. The rest of the time they have to have a regular job and live under the very laws that they make. Wouldn't that be nice here where our Congress never even takes a breath? At any rate, we'll be back. We got a caller already. Be back right after these messages. Stay tuned.
Introducing the new Go.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Okay, we're back on the air. There's a fine song by Yes, owner of A Lonely Heart. Being a drummer myself, I learned the drum beat and drum patterns to that song a long time ago. I used to have a drum student I taught that to. Not as hard as it sounds, but a very talented band. Alan White was the drummer on that for a little music trivia. At any rate, we've got a couple callers. Good thing to see. John from my home state of Michigan, what would you like to add or ask or put in here?
Well, Mark, I think I just more or less have comments. I'm a loyal reader of the American Free Press. I really appreciate your work there. In fact, I just got to read that article about the Swiss a couple hours ago. But you realize you've got some pretty big shoes to fill in this time slot, right? But the first thing that came to my mind when I heard that it was you on the show was, et tu, Brute? After the way that, you know, Mike was unceremoniously, you know, more or less fired from RBN. But
Yeah, without getting into that, yeah, it is big shoes to fill, although I'm just filling in for tonight for now. It's not a long-term thing at this point. Just so the network doesn't have to do a lot of rebroadcasts, but certainly it's valuable to have an AFP voice on here from time to time or as much as possible. But yeah, a big shoes to fill, but at this point only temporarily. So
still love your Saturday show, or is it? It's a Sunday show now. I take it. But keep up the good work, and look forward to hearing more from the AFP show.
Good. I'm glad for that, and we'll do that. We'll keep up the good work in print and on the air, and I appreciate you calling.
Thanks.
Sure. And we have David from Florida. You out there, David?
Yes, I'm here.
And got any topics in mind? A couple of topics that I've had in mind are the legislation that's come out by Dennis Kucinich, the Ohio Democrat, to overturn the Federal Reserve System, at least to a point, and introduced a debt-free currency, a United States currency, much like Kennedy wanted to do back in the 60s. And I've also been wondering what callers think about whether WikiLeaks' Julian Assange is the real thing or some sort of agent or operative or dupe or something. Any of those topics grab you, or do you have something else you'd like to add?
The WikiLeaks topic is sort of an interesting one to me. Now, you've been to Switzerland, you've been around, and you kind of like got your ear to the, per se, pipe there. Has there been anything that you have been exposed to about Julian? And I have my own comments, but I'd like to hear yours first.
Some German contacts, I need not name them, they were from a political party in Germany. They were, men in their 20s, 30s, 40s. One guy was older. They seemed to have a consensus that they didn't trust Julian Assange totally. They felt that he was in some way on the take or in some way an agent. And I had noticed before I left for Switzerland in the airport that the New York Times and Washington Post had both picked up WikiLeaks that day and really ran these major stories, especially the New York Times. And to make a long story short, a number of the transmissions seem to make it more justifiable for the U.S. to attack Iran, or at least to even further distrust Iran, or at the very least, the Times and the Post were simply being selective of which WikiLeaks transmissions they published. So maybe it wasn't WikiLeaks' fault. Maybe those papers were just cherry-picking. But at any rate, my contacts over there, although we didn't discuss it very much, just felt kind of an intuition, I guess, or a hunch that they couldn't totally trust Assange. So,
well, they have a little biography. It's not a little. It's like a one-hour documentary, and I think it was BBC or something, but it's on the Internet now. And I watched that about 3 or 4 days ago, and there were some really interesting things that, a lot of people, they kind of glossed over, and you don't really... when you understand how the intelligence agency would work, Julian was a hacker. That's how he got into the whole thing, and he actually got caught and went on trial. And then they were about ready to throw the book at him, and then all of a sudden the judge let him walk. I just tapped him on the hands, and that was it. Well, that right there was, to me, a major red flag, because then the question being is, was he turned and was he approached at that time? Again, approaching him saying, well, okay, if you come work for us and, you're going to be an asset, but it's going to take a few years to do, and which was, it was like 15, 20 years ago that he was caught as the hacker, and now has built up, and now they're taking advantage of what they did of giving him his freedom back in that trial.
Let me stop you, David. You say this was 15, 20 years ago?
I believe it was, yes.
How old is Julian Assange? I mean, he has that sort of premature gray look, although that may be a...
Yeah, and that's where, again, he has a different hairdo every time. You watch the documentary, and that's sort of bizarre. Every time you see him, he has a different, totally different hairdo. he definitely has a hair day every day. And I think he's probably has to be approaching 40.
Well, yeah, because we're assuming at this time of his hacker arrest, he was 20.
Yeah, he was definitely younger when he got, because that was part of, they showed him as a younger. He had actually very long hair. He had a ponytail and very long hair, and that's when he got caught as the hacker. And to me, that's when he then was the most vulnerable, because it's like, okay, which one are you going to do? You're going to come work for us, or you're going to go to prison.
And was he reported to be a particularly talented hacker?
Yeah,
someone?
Yeah. They described it. And again, what you might want to do is, people that wanted to see this one-hour documentary, just type that in. I think it's BBC, just Julian Assange documentary. And it's pretty slick. It's a slick documentary.
And, BBC Julian Assange documentary.
Or I don't know if it was BBC. I think it was, because it was British. But you can either put BBC or just Julian Assange documentary. And if that doesn't come up, then do Julian Assange documentary BBC. It's a very good documentary. But at the same time, they gloss over things like always do. And it's like, okay, here was a real vulnerable spot for him. And all of a sudden, he walks away from this trial with no problems whatsoever. And the question being then is, was he turned then? So, and then, now what's sort of interesting is that he gets involved with a group out of Sweden, and then they kept saying to him, well, we need to take time on this, all these releases, and it seems like that he was hell-bent on trying to release as much as he could about the U.S. military in Iraq and Iran. And to me, that's also a red flag, because now there's no laws against what he did. And, again, that's what an asset would totally do. This is what an Osama bin Laden does, is that he's the boogeyman. Now, bin Laden was totally made up, and from my estimation, but here Assange, he does have the documents, and there's, you know, but at the same time, what's his intention? And the bigger thing I saw, things he released, I just saw it recently. Again, I saw it when it came out, and when you see it, it's so very disheartening, is the helicopter attack on the journalists and people in Iraq. That is a really, really down type of thing. If you're an American, if you don't feel something that here, you know, that we have our military there and they just basically slaughtered these people in this videotape that you see, and you know that this is only one of many incidences. And so the material it seems like he's leaking is more for the kind of like almost say attitude and bringing down and of the United States, which, you know, I'm not saying that shouldn't be done, because we should look at that, but again, it's the sole purpose of it. And then the other purpose also is that by focusing on Iran, Iraq, it's now given the politicians and the powers that be the excuse now to come up with new sedition acts, and it's going to make the Patriot Act look like choir boys.
And that could include, we have other callers, I'm going to move on, but that could also include justifying cracking down on the Internet, because after all, the Internet is the tool by which this hacking and transmissions were done.
Bottom line, I'll let you get to your other callers, but the bottom line for me is I think he's an asset. Everything, he just smells that way, giving his background, what he's doing. And then that group that he was with in Sweden, he broke away from them because they were saying, look, we need to change our tactics. And he was hell-bent on, but that was his marching orders. Those were the things he had to do because that's what his handlers told him to do. So that's my opinion.
Interesting. I don't really have an opinion yet, but it's interesting to gather all these things, look at the facts and insights and allegations. But thank you, David, and
right.
Appreciate
right.
your input.
Appreciate it very much. Take care.
Thank you. Okay, moving right on, we'll take them in the order they come. John from New York.
Hey, I understand you're filling in for Michael Collins Piper.
Yes, tonight, uh-huh.
Okay, and you're a member of American Free Press?
Yes.
Awesome. Yeah, listen, now I heard what your first clue of Michael Collins Piper is no longer with RBN.
There's been a parting of ways. I'm not really privy to all the facts, actually, though.
Oh, well, listen, man, I'll tell you what. I love Michael Collins Piper, and obviously you're affiliated with American Free Press, so you must be all right also. I mean, I just picked up his new books, The New Babylonian, Those Who Reign Supreme. I got his book, High Priest of War. Michael Collins Piper is spot on in what he's just preaching about, you know, this vast group and network that has tentacles. But I'll comment on what you're talking, I suppose. Let's look at the facts. This guy, Julian Assange, he's basically just a distraction. It's a distraction from what's really happening around us, these wars, the banker takeovers. There's no doubt about it that Julian Assange is just part of this network. Nothing against the Israeli lobby.
Okay,
you know.
Okay, John. John, not to cut you off, but the music's coming in. We'll be right back after these messages with John and other callers. Stay tuned.
Introducing IXL. Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now, 1-800-410-0739, 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Okay, coming back on the air. We're getting into a short segment here before the bottom of the hour. And we were talking to John from New York. We kind of got cut off a little bit. John, I do have a couple other callers ahead. Anything you want to throw in at the last minute here?
Just real quick. I'm just going to give the opening quote from The New Babylonian by Michael Collins Piper. He talked about the nomadic parasites that will shift out of London and into Manhattan. They will present it on the camouflage of national slogans, and they will represent an American victory. It will not be an American victory until you know who has lent to whom, and what you know nothing of politics, and you know nothing whatsoever of history, you will know nothing of international wrangles. That was Ezra Pound. Is Michael Collins Piper going to be with American Free Press Radio? Is there any way I can hear him?
Not that I'm aware of. I'm just filling in for tonight at this point. I don't know the long term, but certainly read the pages of AFP for the time being for Mike's insights.
Well, listen, we just got to come against this group of cabal of people, this international banker, as Henry Ford wrote in his book called The International Jew, The World's Foremost Problem. That's another great book, another great read for people. People need to be informed. They should get away from these distractions of the Julian Assange nonsense. All that is to bring in the Patriot Act for the Internet. That's quite obvious. Listen, good luck to you and your show, and have a great evening, and bless you guys, and keep up the good work at American Free Press and RBN. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, John. We are in a short segment. I don't want to give anyone a less time than they need to talk, but we'll move on to Glenn from Philadelphia. Is Glenn still with us?
Hello, this is Mark.
Yes, it is. Glenn from Philadelphia, is this you?
Right, exactly. Hi. Yeah, just to make sure I had your name correct.
Yeah, that's correct. We got a few minutes before the bottom of the hour on the commercials, but what would you like to put in?
Okay. I just wanted to chime in on the Assange thing. Basically, from, you know, what I've heard, you know, listening to various Patriot radio sources, it seems to me that the Assange debacle has worked out exactly as planned. Wayne Madsen did an interesting material on this recently, and where he talked about how Assange is now being supported by and housed by a retired British officer at his estate in some great, you know, estate in Britain, and actually, you know, being able to set up and run his operations from there. And, you know, a retired British officer begs the question of MI6 involvement or something. I think Assange is basically an intelligence asset. And then if you ask the classic who benefits, the Key Bono question, you know, what sort of revelations came out? Nothing that significant, just a bunch of embarrassing stuff for embassy personnel and stuff like that. And things, and who's smiling? Who's enjoying, you know, this? Who's benefiting from it? It seems like the only one really reveling in this output is Netanyahu, who apparently, you know, thinks it's, you know, great. So, you know, the Assange thing, and then, of course, what your previous caller just said, I think his mission, his primary mission, was to provide an excuse to bring more draconian governmental heat on the Internet, to provide, you know, for a problem that justifies a preconceived solution, which is further draconian clampdowns on the Internet. And that's what I think the net outcome of a fallout from this will all be. And that's exactly as it was meant to be.
Yeah, one rationale might be that since these are matters of national security, which is the excuse for everything, one can blow up the entire world in the name of national security. So once you invoke national security, then Internet censorship becomes a much easier thing.
Well, precisely. And then, you know, as Alan Watt would say, I mean, like, even they don't even need, at some point, when the people are dumbed down enough or lacking in will enough, they don't even need a logically coherent excuse or rationale. They can just simply, you know, once tyranny is on a roll, you simply tyrannically impose your will. And then, you know, coming up with a viable excuse isn't even really, you know, at some point, having viable justifications won't even be necessary, because the tyranny itself will be in place and have sufficient momentum behind it, you know, that we're just going to do whatever we please, and we don't even really care about convincing you anymore, giving you a rationale. You're just going to do what we tell you, you know.
I remember one writer friend of mine from Idaho once saying that the fact that they have to resort to trickery, the fact that they have to resort to ruses and things like that to have a preconceived solution for these trumped-up problems shows that the tyranny is not full-blown yet, and that we can take maybe a little bit of solace in that, that they still have to resort to these tactics. And so it suggests that their tyranny is not complete, which, of course, behooves us to act to counteract it.
Right. Use what little window of opportunity there is to raise your voice while you still can, because at some point, the nail that sticks out will be hammered down unceremoniously.
You know? Right, so this is an indication that they haven't went through 360 degrees with this thing yet, or all the way, one might say. But very interesting. We seem to have a consensus thus far that Julian Assange and WikiLeaks is less than the pristine, brave informant we're told he is. We'll see what others think. Shelley from Texas, please hang on. We'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Okay, we're sailing into the next half hour of tonight's hour show. I'm Mark Anderson, American Free Press editor, filling in for tonight, keeping the AFP message on the air for the weekdays here as RBN goes through some changes and contemplates its options for its weekly broadcast that used to be done by Michael Collins Piper. And at any rate, we've been discussing tonight, taking opinions on Julian Assange and WikiLeaks. Is this thing for real? Is he performing some public service, or is he, as our callers have suggested so far, largely a sham, someone who might very well be an intelligence operative or something along those lines, who's raising the specter of possible internet censorship by invoking or connecting national security matters with the internet in such a way where one can say that the internet is now a threat to this all-encompassing thing we've been told for years, national security. So, what is it? I don't know if that's what Shelley from Texas is calling about, but we'll find out. Shelley, you still out there? Do we still have Shelley?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, you're Shelley from Texas?
Yes, I'm. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Thanks for hanging out. I got to you as fast as I could. Fire away whatever you'd like to add or ask here.
Had a pause. As long as you can hear me, Ben. It sounds kind of funny. I'm not hearing you like I normally do. I just wondered if you had heard John Stadtmiller's program today. A caller had called in and had apparently just found out that Piper had been fired and asked about it. And John basically said that he was still completely open for Piper to share the slot with other AFP members or come back if he wanted to. Did you hear that or not? Or can you address that? You didn't. Okay.
No.
Anyway, all right. The other callers kind of helped answer the question. I'm a fairly new subscriber to RBN, and I've only heard a few of your shows, but both were wonderful. One was Cosmology, I think, a new look on old cosmology. I don't know if you know which one I'm talking about because I can't remember the guy's name.
Yeah, and then, Michael Jones. Yeah,
there you go. There, thank you. I'm going to write that down. And then the other one I came across in a search about solutions to the Federal Reserve System and what we can do to replace it. And on that blog site, which just came up through a search, I can't remember what it was, someone had suggested your interview on April 24th of 10. I think everybody that is curious about this question really should go to that archive, and I have notes of it was just excellent. Do you remember it was with, I've got Robert Van Buelen on social credit banking.
Oh,
do you remember that one?
Yeah, Robert Van Bemelen.
Bemelen. Okay. Well, I can't read my own writing. But I would like to quote you some of what I think your questions and clarifications of what he said were actually the best information. But let
go
me
ahead.
See. Hang on just one second.
Sure.
Let's see. Okay. You said that there's nothing wrong with fiat currency, and I agree because fiat just means by law. The problem is not that the currency that's created is fiat money. The problem is that the currency that's created is not private fiat money currency. I think people need to understand that. There's a lot of debate over the substance of money that is made, the qualitative aspects, can't read my writing here, of money, and I've come to understand that there is a misunderstanding there. It's more who creates the money and under what auspices.
Yes.
That make it matters far more than what it's made out of. And it's okay to have it created by law, under law, but not privately, not for private profit. That
correct.
Was so good. Sorry?
Correct.
It's great. That was all your quote. That was all your quote. And then you had also suggested a book, In This Age of Money, which I have downloaded. I've not yet read yet. I think the author, Lewis Evan, something like that, for people
Lewis
out there.
Even, yeah, E-V-E-N, yeah, In This Age of Plenty.
Of Plenty, that's right. That's what I actually downloaded, but I'd written my notes wrong. I'd forgotten.
Oh, that's okay.
But anyway, that was...
Go on. I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt.
One of the best, just an excellent, excellent interview and a lot of good information. And you had asked at the beginning what we might like for you to discuss. That would be wonderful. Of course, you might have gotten into that. You might have been going to discuss that anyway.
You gave me a good segue here. There's going to be debate on these matters that you just referred to by these articles I wrote pretty soon as a bill by Dennis Kucinich comes up.
All right. Yes, I heard that. That's wonderful.
That is apparently based on the American Monetary Act of the American Monetary Institute, and it's got some questionable components, and I don't have time to get over all of those tonight, but it does call for a debt-free U.S. currency, not a privately created currency, and apparently it would be fiat currency, that is money by law by the government,
mm-hmm.
interest-free rather than private fiat money.
Exactly.
Which is saturated in perpetual interest. Now, that being said, there's some other parts about the bill that are questionable in that it would preserve a component of the Federal Reserve and nationalize this remnant of the Fed. And I asked the question, I just can't get past that. Why would you keep any remnant of the Fed?
No, abolish it. It was unconstitutional to begin with. And it's criminal to me. These people should be thrown in jail and, you know, refund us all the money that taxpayers have paid for almost a century now, right?
Yeah, doesn't someone like that or an entity like that, aren't they the ones that wear the hair shirt in the dungeon forever? I just don't,
for
the life of me, understand why anyone would want to do that, in particular because the bill also calls for a monetary authority of the government that could very well carry out the essential assigned functions. So therefore, why accompany that monetary authority with this Fed Bureau? A leftover from these days of the Fed.
Criminals. No thanks.
Mr. Van Bemelen up in Michigan has had some programs, and it's there's so many ways one could go with this, but the social credit concept is the idea that money would be created as a sovereign act of government, interest free. Yes, it would be fiat under law, but it would incur no interest, and it would be based on the level of production. So the amount of money in circulation would be approximately equal to the goods and services for sale in the marketplace. And you really couldn't have monetary inflation because that only happens when the supply of money exceeds that which is available in the marketplace. But we all know darn well that we have full stores and empty wallets. We have full car lots, and people don't have the purchasing power to buy those cars, although some car dealerships have closed down, yes, but inventories are way past what people have the ability to purchase, just as debts are far more substantial than there ever would be money to pay those debts. The debts we have at the national level are unpayable.
Well, we should just renege them. I don't think we owe these criminals anything. I mean, it's been done in the past. Why can't we just cancel debts and put them in jail? I wish.
Yeah, the Bible spoke of the Jubilee, where on a cyclical, in a cyclical way, and at a certain time, debts would just be forgiven. And I went to a conference once where there used to be like big expeditions through the old trade routes in the old world, and interest, that is, a fee, would only be collected if the expedition was profitable. In other words, if a financier underwrote a exploration, the financier would only get a cut if the exploration was profitable. Nowadays, if you get a bank loan for a business, it doesn't matter whether the business prospers or not. That bank is going to collect its interest, and they're going to break your kneecaps, figuratively speaking, if you don't pay that debt. You know, it's not like it was in days of yore when the financier would only get a cut if the enterprise was successful. The banks want their cut no matter what.
Isn't Islam, do you know anything about the Islam? I think their system is similar.
Yeah, there's basically a prohibition against usury, just like the Catholic Church has had, especially in the pre-Vatican II days, when the social gospel of the Catholic Church also forbade usury. But yeah, Islam also, as I understand it, my understanding is limited, but they do forbid usurious or usury or the application of interest to financing. So that could be one reason why the monopoly capitalists that support the Western war machine are anti-Islamic.
That's why they're anti-Muslim, I think. It's because of their banning of central banks. That definitely is a major, major factor.
Yeah, so maybe not the only one, but certainly a major one. And I appreciate your interest in what I wrote in it. These issues in general. They're so very important because to put an end to the banking monopoly would basically unravel the whole system. It would be the one thread in the tapestry where if you yank that thread, you know, down comes their house of cards.
Yeah,
and so that's why it's so important to look at these bills that are coming out in Congress. And now we have Ron Paul heading a subcommittee on monetary reform in the House Financial Services Committee, which at the very least will be interesting to watch. He's, of course, a supporter of the gold standard. I have some doubts about that.
But it doesn't have to be. That is one of the reasons why this interview of yours was so good, because it so clearly explains that it does not have to be tied to silver or gold. And you look at all the people who have the gold. I mean, they're the criminals for the most part, right? A monopoly on gold and silver. Would you agree?
Well, the city of London, at least in the gold realm, the square mile, as they call it, would, as I understand, continue to control the gold, the value of gold. And I think they get up every day in the morning and fix or declare or publish the value of gold, and I'm sure they have a handle on the supply of it.
Yeah.
But I'm open-minded. There could be room for some degree of precious metals, perhaps in the coinage. I don't totally write it off, but I've just tried to follow the best scent, you might say, the best what appears to be the most logical route to monetary reform, which would be the total liberation of man's labor, where the economy would no longer rule man, but man would control the economy.
Yeah.
The economy would be at the service of man rather than man being under the boot of the economy.
Yeah.
And Lewis Even, the social credit promoter, who's a late Canadian from Quebec, he wrote that book In This Age of Plenty. And that book I started reading on the South Shore train that connects Chicago with Indiana. I read it all the way home from a conference a couple of years ago, and it was profound in how simple the money system really is, and we've been made to believe it's this big, complicated machine that we can't understand.
Exactly. Yeah. Can I quote you on what you said about that? Money
sure.
was not meant to be understood. It was meant to keep us deceived, much like a magician. You know, you have to closely guard magician's tricks, and this is the same with the monetary system. And that was, not all that you wrote about this age of plenty, but I thought that was such a good example. And that was also kind of a revelation, but I came to my own conclusion studying the Federal Reserve. I mean, all the college courses that I took, not one mention of the Federal Reserve System, and even in advanced economics courses, I think, on college campuses, I don't think it's taught. Now, why? You know, it's just, maybe it is today, but it didn't used to be addressed at all. But anyway, I'm taking a lot of your time, but...
Well, we don't happen to have any other callers behind,
okay.
So
okay.
Hence the additional time on this topic I was going to get to anyway, so I appreciate your conversation in this.
Oh, yeah, and let me repeat once more the archive date, Mark Anderson, and it's 4/24/10, or 2010. All right, well, thanks a lot, Mark. And I hope to see Piper back. Oh, I miss him so much. But anyway, thank you very much. Bye-bye.
All the best, Shelley. Thank you. Okay, that was Shelley from Texas going into some very relevant topics in terms of the end of 2010, getting into 2011, what to do about the bankers and the central control they have over the world, the control they really have over governments, if you think about it. The irony of all this, I believe, and you can correct me if you think I'm wrong, I love a good debate, is that it's not so much our governments are tyrannical, it's that our government is under the boot of the banking system itself and in turn becomes tyrannical. Is it that we have to be anti-government in a lot of ways, or do we need to liberate our own governments from the spell of the bankers? I tend to see it as mostly the latter, although nobody likes Big Brother overstepping his constitutional bounds with or without this banking cartel. But our governments are really under the thrall of this central banking, this financial dictatorship. And this dictatorship has assumed the monetary power that ought to belong to the government, I believe, as called for in Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution. And so the governments have a judicial function, a overly strong, way overly centralized executive function, and a overly weak legislative function. But the financial function, that fourth branch, was completely delegated to the bankers in December 1913 when the Federal Reserve Act was born. And it's interesting, I've been reading up on some things, and a old Liberty Lobby book from the 1970s, Tax Revolt USA, there's a real subtle title for you. This book by Martin Larson, who's from Michigan, has some interesting insights in it. And one thing I'll mention very quickly, if I can find it here, is that a section of the Federal Reserve Act declares that the right to amend, alter, or repeal this act is hereby expressly reserved. Now that is a very interesting thing to read, because one wonders why the earlier central banks in the United States had 20-year charters, the First and Second Bank of the United States, and of course Andrew Jackson very bravely went after Nicholas Biddle's Second Bank of the United States and said, I will rout you, you're a den of...
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days, 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Extend your life. After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when Extendivite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and five other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendivite.
Extendivite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendivite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Was a very bad year, and we're still living with it today with what was done that year to create the bank that would borrow and to create the tax that would help pay the interest on that borrowing. So that's been among the many interesting things in my AFP travels, in my AFP diary, my reporter's notebook, if you will. At any rate, we've also heard tonight that so far many of us believe that Julian Assange of WikiLeaks is not the real McCoy, that he's an intel agent or something approaching that at least, or at the very least maybe a useful idiot. I don't know, but we'll be continuing to explore that. Certainly there have been some films and documents that have been useful to learn about. from WikiLeaks. We don't want to be completely negative about it. It has helped shed light on what goes on in our embassies and in all these communications from one to another in our so-called intelligence community in the Foreign Service. And we do need to know these things, and WikiLeaks has performed something of a public service, but to what end is really the question. And that's what we need to know, and that's what we'll continue to work on finding out. And among the other topics that American Free Press has been covering is in the last issue of number 52, we had a very powerful article on the mark, Paul Craig Roberts, headline, "Here's Why the FBI is Orchestrating Fake Terror Plots." And this is an amazing story that really, I don't think, has gotten the play that it should have gotten. But this actually talks about the FBI approaching people, in this case a teenager, and supplying them with fake bombs and fake detonators and putting them up to what appear to be attempted bombings. And the Associated Press even revealed some of this in some of their coverage of these things. And yet nothing happens. How much more blatant can it be that false flag operations are a real concept when we even hear from the Associated Press as well as American Free Press that the FBI is behind putting people up to things and supplying them with the wherewithal to carry out what appear to be bombing attempts, and the FBI barely even denying it, ladies and gentlemen. And it makes one wonder where Congress is, where the press is, and where the machinery, if you will, of America is in finding out what it's going to take to get the right action in gear here to counteract these things. Because when it gets this blatant, there should be no hesitation in questioning the FBI's mission, in challenging its tactics, its operations, looking at its funding. Who's to say the FBI is even needed anymore? The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives is even more of an anachronism. They were created in the days of Elliot Ness and Prohibition. The BATFE really has no legitimate function anymore and should be completely defunded and shut down, which I've long argued, sometimes on this show, but mainly in the pages of AFP. It's really a relic of the bygone days of the gangsters and should be sunsetted just like the Federal Reserve should be sunsetted. And so these are just some thoughts that I've had in recent times, and I appreciate those that have listened in tonight for this hour that I filled in and for the callers. And many interesting topics are sure to follow this week in this time slot and in others on RBN. And check out my show, When Worlds Collide, Sundays from 7 to 9 p.m. each week. Usually I'm live there. And lots of other things will be coming up in terms of the monetary reform issue that I've discussed tonight. Thanks to Shelley from Texas for helping that along. And many other crucial key topics, and I like to focus on solutions whenever I can, folks. So whenever you hear me on the air, if you've got ideas that point towards solutions, we want to hear those. We just don't want to talk about how dire things are. Very important to keep our spirits up and our morale up. So we'll see you next time here at RBN. Thanks for listening tonight.
Gold.